Jeremy Bradley here, experiencing Indianapolis like nobody else has, at least in record speed, and our Indie Adventure is brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everyone loves a Golden Retriever puppy, don't you, Carla?
I do.
And Ernie and his dogmestic partner, you get that, right?
Sure.
Basil have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion, whether they are formal in their tuxedos, wearing their Christmas antlers, or just giving you those sad puppy dog eyes, your message will make people smile. Check out the collection at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com. I'm at the Indianapolis Zoo with Carla. We're just getting here. I love animals, as we know. What are we going to experience today at the zoo?
Well, we have some amazing experiences here. We just recently began our Magnificent Macaws presentations. So this is a really incredible experience to be able to see flocks of birds, about 15 to 20 individual macaws. And they're going to fly about a half a mile across our zoo in open air above our guests' heads. It's a really one-of-a-kind experience.
Fly like right above, right through the crowd, right above us.
You've got it. It's they fly about a half a mile, which is actually pretty short for macaws. These are very brightly colored parrots, and they fly for miles and miles in the forests of Central and South America. So it's very unique for us to be able to offer this to the guests here in Indianapolis.
Okay, so what else are we going to do? Because we've got a lot of ground to cover. So we're going to go and check out, I guess, some elephants. You got some elephants here. We're going to see some, like, I guess, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, right?
Certainly. We have lots of different animals. About 200.
How many? How many animals?
Yes. We have 1,400 different animals here of about 230 different species. Lots of those are going to be threatened species and endangered species as well. So it's really important for us to be able to offer not just animal interactions, but also conservation messages as well to our guests, to be able to engage with them, and hopefully that they will leave here and want to be able to save these animals in the wild.
You told me there's at least one of them that I can race while I'm here.
There sure is. You can race a cheetah while you're here.
What is the? Let's check the Vegas odds and see what they're doing. I'll take it. A human probably couldn't win. Hey?
No, probably not. We've been racing cheetahs here at the Indianapolis Zoo since 2010. And whenever I say race, we have a special racetrack that simulates how fast a cheetah would be racing in the wild. They can run very fast, about 70 miles per hour for a very short sprint. And humans can't quite match that speed.
No, just when I was walking up. Well, you saw me when I was walking up. It's a little bit hot and humid today. I don't think I could master it. Now, I do love penguins. I think you've got penguins here, right?
Yeah, we sure do. We have three different species of penguins. So at the Indianapolis Zoo, we are accredited not just as a zoo, but we are also an aquarium and a botanical gardens as well. So we're going to give you an opportunity to meet some of our penguins today.
Oh, that's awesome. But you're also a learning center, too.
Absolutely, and that's very important for us, that we're offering educational experiences for our guests. We want them to have a lot of fun. We want them to engage with our animals. We do really want people to learn something new about the animals that they love.
Okay. So I'm gonna meet some penguins. Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. All right. So I'm gonna head into the zoo. We're gonna watch. Some birds are actually flying right above. We're gonna get those pictures on our website, indie.jbonair.com, and I'm gonna hang out with some penguins when we come back.